Unit 8, page 213. Focus on listening. Task 2.
Listen about dealing with emotions.
Emotions are exciting. When someone feels a strong emotion, the adrenal glands secrete adrenaline into the blood, the speed of the heartbeat increases, blood pressure increases, the rate of breathing changes, and the liver produces more sugar for the muscles. The person does not speak. He shouts. He doesn't sit still but jumps up. He doesn't keep his hands to his sides but gesticulates. He doesn't shut the door but slams it. In a word, the person experiences excitement. But what is the point of having emotions? Primitive man needed this excitement to help him run from danger, fight enemies, and kill for food. Perhaps it was only those primitive people who experienced this excitement who survived and passed their genes on to the next generation. However, in modern cultures, while you never know when an emergency will arise, in which an emotional response is an aid, strong emotions can be a handicap. Some say that the process of becoming an adult who can properly function in the community is closely connected with the process of gaining control of one's emotions. The emotionally excited person, someone who is carried away by his emotions, says and does things that not only fail to solve the problem, but also create new problems. Emotion interferes with thinking, and thinking is our best tool for dealing with the problems of life. According to Daniel Goleman, U.S. author of the book Emotional Intelligence, in navigating our lives, it is our fears and envies, our rages and depressions, our worries and anxieties that steer us day to day. Even the most academically brilliant among us are vulnerable to unruly emotions. The price we pay for emotional illiteracy is in failed marriages and troubled families, in stunted social and work lives, in destroying physical health and mental ability, and as a society, in tragedies such as killings. According to Goleman, people who manage their own feelings well and deal effectively with others are more likely to live contented lives.